He proposed a four-pronged assault on the ring of French forts that hemmed in British North America. He himself would take the two regiments of British regulars and march on Fort Duquesne at the Ohio Forks. Meanwhile, further freshly raised colonial regiments would attack Niagara and Crown Point on the borders of French Canada, while a New England force would conquer Acadia in Newfoundland. However, Braddock's timetable was soon derailed. The colonial authorities could not or would not supply him with sufficient men and materiel for his long march. It was not until the 10th of May that he felt able to begin his campaign with his regulars now augmented with 9 companies of the newly raised Virginia Regiment. Braddock complained of the Virginia Regiment that their slothful and languid disposition renders them very unfit for military service. The new recruits were indeed unimpressive, but for good reason. The colonial military system, such as it was, relied for defence upon the militia, which was supposed to include virtually all able-bodied men. However, many militiamen refused to leave their home districts, which meant that for offensive operations, colonies would raise provincial regiments of volunteers who enlisted for one campaign only. The ranks of these regiments tended to be filled with impoverished recent immigrants or men who had yet to make a success in the new land. Given the lack of training and the temporary nature of provincial service, there was no equivalent of a standing army in which continuity, experience, and training could develop professional soldiers. Braddock's sharp manner also alienated friendly Indians, who claimed that he looked upon us as dogs and would never hear anything that we said to him. George Washington, on the other hand, impressed Braddock, and although he could not secure a regular commission for the ambitious young man, he did take him along as his aide-de-camp and advisor on the expedition. The advance of the expedition towards Fort Duquesne was painfully slow. 300 axemen had to cut a road through the virgin forest to enable the supply wagons and guns to traverse the steep ridges and valleys.